Happy birthday, KCHA. All week we're celebrating KCHA's 50 years on the air. Thanks for joining us. I'm David McCartney.
And you are wounded or without a home tonight. The superintendent of the Nashville School District has offered the youth of his school for protection tonight, for shelter, which is certainly in need.
KCHA staff announcer Jim Barker, just hours after a devastating tornado roared through Charles City on the night of May 15, 1968. Getting KCHA back on the air that night was a challenge for owner Vern Bromberg and the rest of his staff.
Sheriff Lane sent a message to me that if possible to get back on the air, because we were out. Our telephone lights were out. All the lines from the studios out there were out to the transmitter were out. There was no telephone service.
No power.
No power, nothing.
Vern and KCHA chief engineer Dick Techter were able to reach the transmitter site on the south edge of town. The tower was not damaged, so the men got to work. And at 8.01 p.m., just over 3 hours after the storm hit, KCHA was back on the air. As Vern recalls, Dick made a very timely purchase just weeks before, which proved indispensable that night.
He had a small generator and a tiny little gas tank on it. Fortunately, we were our transmitters out by the co-op there, so we just run up there and get some gas, and we'd fill this little tank off and on. But I don't know why I remember that, but it was so funny having that little generator. We were operating at lower power, of course, but we were on the air.
Now, this is one thing I don't think we've stressed too much. We've stressed doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, ambulances, medical facilities, but some of you people in Charles City that have your homes that were not touched by the tornado, out of the kindness of your heart, the goodness of your heart, please open your doors and let people come in. There are 100 homeless this evening, and possibly for quite a while. However, I'm sure there will be facilities set up to take care of the load tomorrow night. But tonight is the worst night of all. Tonight is the night these people are homeless. They're wandering around in a state of shock. And no wonder. Their homes, their belongings, every worldly good that they've had just gone in an instant. And that's all it took. That's all it took to destroy most of Charles City.
KCHA's Jim Barker on the night of the May 15th, 1968 tornado. We're looking back this week on KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.